Around 400 million more Americans will soon be eligible for overtime pay. The Obama administration recently passed new federal regulations that double the minimum salary a worker must be paid to be exempt from overtime. WPSU's Emily Reddy talked with Penn State's head of human resources, Susan Basso, about how the university plans to handle the change.
There are a couple of primary choices for employers to meet these new overtime regulations. They can bump workers over the new minimum salary required to make an employee exempt. That is $47,476. Or the employer can pay employees who make less than that overtime for any hours worked over 40 in a week. What is Penn State's plan?
What I would say first and foremost is that Penn State absolutely has every intention of complying with the letter and intent of the new Department of Labor regulations. We're currently in the process of analyzing exactly what the impact is across the university, including doing a deep financial analysis, because obviously this has a pretty significant budgetary impact on the institution, regardless of which one of the choices that you just articulated we would choose. So my early sense of it is that we will probably be doing some combination of both of those, because in our early analysis, we've really determined that, you know, there is no one size fits all. We have to look at the different classifications. We have to look at the work that the individuals are doing, and then make a decision about what makes the most sense.
Can we assume that maybe people who are making close to that amount might be bumped over?
I wouldn't even say that we can make that generalization at this point. I think it's more around the types of duties that individuals are performing, the amount of overtime that they're currently working, because we do have a number of employees that spend excessive amounts of time doing their work.
What kinds of positions at Penn State currently fit into this category of both exempt from overtime and making under that $47,500 threshold?
You know, probably the primary categories of individuals that we're talking about are in what we would describe as staff positions. And those staff are performing a variety of duties. They could be doing anything from being an administrative support person to some of our staff technology-related positions. And then, of course, we have postdocs. So it really runs a pretty broad spectrum.
So this regulation was proposed in 2014. So Penn State had some idea that something was coming, though not details of it. Has the university been making changes over those 2 years to be prepared, and what changes have you made?
So I would not say that we've been making any changes, but we certainly have been following this regulation very, very closely, working with our Office of General Counsel, working with our Office of Government and Community Relations to, you know, really try to understand what the full impact of the new ruling was going to be. Higher ed institutions across the country were really lobbying to get some relief with this ruling. We did get some. Obviously, the threshold, as you indicated, is now the $47,476. It was originally proposed to be a little bit north of $50,000. And, of course, the implementation date was originally targeted to be July 1, ultimately ends up being December of 2016. So while we got some relief, you know, not nearly the degree of relief that I think higher education institutions were hoping for.
Do you know how many workers this will pertain to at Penn State?
I know in our initial analysis, it's around 2,000.
Would there potentially be any layoffs or any positions kept open to try and make up for the cost of the regulation?
There really has been no talk of anything like that, you know, at this point. You know, we believe it's something that we'll be able to manage.
Oh, just to cover all our bases, what about salary reductions to sort of make up for the cost difference?
Yeah, we're not talking about doing that either.
And do you have an idea of what the total cost of this might be for the university?
Well, until we decide on exactly what we're going to do for what positions, it's hard to put a fine point on the actual cost, but we have certainly provided our senior leadership team with a range of costs, you know, worst case scenario, and it certainly, you know, could be double digit millions.
So you talked about postdocs. There is an exemption for this rule for doctors, lawyers, and teachers. At Penn State, that would include full-time professors, adjunct lecturers, and postdoctoral researchers who spend the majority of their time on teaching. Will you be leaving their salaries as they are?
So again, all of the analysis, particularly around postdocs, I mean, we're doing very, very careful analysis of that because obviously, you know, research is a critically important aspect of what takes place at Penn State. And so the provost and the vice president for research will be the primary decision makers in this space. HR will just be informing that those decisions with data.
Well, and I think that it's an interesting nuance in this law is that postdocs who do more research than teaching are covered by the overtime guidelines, the new guidelines, but those who do more teaching, probably in the humanities, you don't have to give them overtime if they work over 40, or you don't have to move up their salary. Does this set up like two classes of citizens within postdocs between humanities and sciences?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I would generally, you know, make that statement, but I will certainly tell you this is a huge part of the reason why higher education, and particularly the big research institutions within the AAU, spent a significant amount of time over the last year lobbying against this ruling. Because it is very, very complicated. And, you know, postdocs are, you know, often the lifeblood of our institution, and they spend an exorbitant amount of time in many cases doing their work. And our attention is primarily focused on this population. So we hope to have some answers related to this, I would say, within the coming weeks.
And will there be any changes to the pay of graduate teaching assistants that they're not covered by the law?
Yeah, graduate students at Penn State are not considered employees, so they are not impacted by this.
These changes are required to take place by December 1st. When can we expect to see them implemented at Penn State?
Well, they will be implemented in time for the implementation date of December 1st. We're starting to roll out communications now. We're still working through some things, still have some unanswered questions. But we have a very large HR community right now that we're working with who are, you know, helping us to gather the necessary data so that we can, you know, get ready for more specific recommendations and then ultimately implementation.
Susan Basso, thank you for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was WPSU's Emily Reddy talking with Penn State's head of human resources, Susan Basso. They talked about how the university plans to handle changes to overtime pay laws. Find links to more information at wpsu.org/radio.